you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinere is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
So you should have been on the couch when watching Super Troopers for the first time.
Oh.
Right? Because that's him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
like, Buzz, your girlfriend.
He's one of those guys?
He's the one that needs the liter of cola.
He's
the big oafy cop.
Know that.
Yes. You know who's really, it's so haunting. And if I've ever wanted to know if my son was mine, it's in his ability. He has picked out, oh my gosh, and the name's going to escape me now. Patches O'Houlihan from Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Is who? Rip?
Rip Torn.
Rip Torn?
Yeah.
What's, name something that Rip Torn has been in that's, well,
oh, Larry
my God.
Sanders Show.
No. But,
Easy Rider.
Oh, shoot. Who's Mick from Rocky? Who is Mick?
Oh, Mickey. Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
When my son saw Grumpier Old Men, he's like, oh, well, that's the guy from Rocky.
Oh, funny.
I'm like, wait a minute.
So he's got like the eye for...
My
character
son,
actors.
My son right now, he's 14. This is not something you teach. This is not...
Right.
You know, with our oldest, he was always mesmerized by, Darth Vader's voice is, you know, that boy
James
from...
Or
right,
the guy from Some of All Fears or whatever. Yeah.
Sandlot.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't remember his name.
Well, he was
neighbor,
the neighbor.
With the dog,
yep.
That's great. That's a nice bonding thing for mother and son. I love that.
Yeah, it was so weird.
I asked you, we were going to have a movie talk, and I asked you what your favorite movies were, favorite comedies. And
it's a very lowbrow list.
Well, I'll take issue with that. I think Dumb and Dumber is a really smart comedy. It's consistent within its world.
Yes.
And I always use the example like Jim Carrey when he's daydreaming that he's being charming and he puts his legs up and lights his gas on fire.
Oh, my.
That is how a dumb guy would picture himself being charming. Mm-hmm. In some movies, it's the guy's actually being charming. I'm like, no, he doesn't have the brain power to imagine that or even conceive what that is.
But it is, again, it's in that setting of Aspen, right?
Yeah.
So they're all in their mucky muck.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I know,
and
it's so great.
Oh, phenomenal.
So, but you said Vegas Vacation.
Yeah.
You didn't even put Christmas Vacation or the regular vacation is my favorite vacation, even over Christmas.
Right, but
so what is it about Vegas Vacation?
Well, Nick Papagiorgio, of course. I don't know.
I have to Google that. I've only seen it once, really.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, first of all, I love the Vacation series, right?
Yeah.
You know, the kids are always different.
Right.
There's just, why is that so funny to me?
It's because they're so insignificant. The kids, right?
And,
it's all about Chevy Chase.
And you know why? Because it's from the perspective of the father, is it not?
Right. He wouldn't even know if you changed the kids. That's
exactly right. Exactly.
We talked about this the other day. Do you ever watch reels like on Instagram or whatever?
Yes.
When the couples try to be funny and the wife's got the cute little bathrobe on and she's got a good body and the husband's in sweats and he's a handsome guy, but he's a dope. And they always put couples humor, #funny. Nothing is more offensive than these idiots telling me what they're doing is funny when it's not.
I mean, I've been aggressively rolling my eyes through that entire thing because even in your retelling of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, come on, guys, I can tell.
And the whole, it's obviously so fake. And the last line of it is always, babe. Like, I mean, I know we're dumb sometimes. Yeah. Guys, we do stupid things, but those are like cartoonishly
we
bad.
Can absolutely, yes.
All right.
It's cringeworthy.
So of the list you sent me, you got Tommy Boy on there. You got Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
You got two of my, I love Tommy Boy too. We've talked about Tommy Boy quite a bit on
the show. If I were to ever meet Rob Lowe, I would probably geek out.
Yeah.
And just be, I loved you in Tommy Boy.
Like Tommy Boy.
You know, like Rob
Lowe.
He's good
at comedy. I find him easier to watch when he's kind of.
He's so pretty.
He's a good-looking guy, but like when he seriously acts, I'm kind
of
like
I don't know that I've ever picked him out of anything else for
St. Elmo's Fire, Country, or whatever that he was the one. He was at an NFL game years ago, and he had the NFL hat on.
Okay,
it's like really
you don't even know what team
who buys a hat that says NFL. And my buddy Mike said, "Oh, what he left his sports hat at home."
Yeah,
you know, like,
yes,
it was so stupid. So
they make that sweatshirt. That just
sports?
Says sports.
Oh, funny.
For all your non-committal friends. Or I would have, so I'm a baseball mom, but we've had ditzy baseball moms. So I wanted to, I had a Cricket, like one of those like print your own t-shirt gig things, and have a punter or a kicker. And it's got the caricature of the kick, and it say "home run," you know. So it's like clearly a football action, but with the wrong. Yes, I mean, and
that's funny.
That is the stuff that is funny to me.
That's great.
My first job out of high school was working at JanSport, like the maker of the collegiate apparel.
Back in the day,
and we would make stuff incorrectly, like you know, you make the graphic for the lacrosse team, and it's got hockey sticks on it or something like that. And then it would go to the outlet store. That stuff is so hilarious to me.
I was at a Cubs game about 7 years ago. We're sitting in the bleachers, my brother, our two sons, and there's this group of dudes, bros, frat guys, whatever you want to call them. And this is when the Cubs had Chris Bryant, you know, tall, handsome guy, you know, and he had blue eyes, which I didn't know until this guy said what he's about to say. So we're all like cheering, you know, the Cubs are coming back. We're like, come on, Brian, let's go, you know, whatever. And this guy lingers at the end of everything. He goes, come on, Blue Eyes. And like, it was like a collective, like everyone just kind of went did like one of those like, whoa.
That's odd.
Man crush.
That's like, odd.
It was just odd because it was at a sports, it was at a sports game.
At a sports game.
It was very funny,
did,
though.
Did anybody revoke his man card immediately?
No, it was just sort of like, it. I thought maybe his friends would like give him a hard, and so what? Who cares? Like the guy, like, you know, he's in love with Chris Bryant. Okay, but
clearly
we're not going to call him out on it, but that's up to his friends.
I mean, Sinatra, blue eyes.
Yeah, but Chris Sinatra, Bryant. Sinatra's yeah. birthday yesterday.
Oh.
And Taylor Swift's birthday today.
Ah.
So we were going to play that for Nikki. I don't think we have time, but we'll. We played it earlier.
We could play that little Travis Kelce one if you wanted.
Okay, here's what we... Do you remember what happened? Travis Kelce and Andy Reid got into it on the sidelines, and nobody knew what they were talking about, but it was... Travis Kelce was really ticked off.
Okay.
And Andy Reid is just standing there taking
it. Is it this season?
This is last season. And okay. We did some digging. We found out what was said.
The lip reading?
Yeah, let's play that. I don't break much news on this show. This made headlines all over the place. Travis Kelce ran into and bumped into Andy Reid, his coach, and I somehow, don't ask me how I did it, folks, but I obtained the actual audio of what was said. Let's roll that audio. This is not for sensitive ears, folks.
Stop with the selfies. Get back in the game. I'm not kidding, coach. Stop sending nude selfies to my girlfriend. Get back in the game.
Come on, you guys, break it up.
Chill.
Wow.
So it's
Andy
awkward.
Andy Reid.
It's awkward. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of them to love, you know.
A lot.
Do you
very
think he...
doughy. Very doughy.
And do you remember the commercial where he's in the commercial with Patrick Mahomes, and he does the finger wonk with these big Andy Reid sausage fingers going across the table. He's like, give me some of those nuggies. Like,
yes.
I literally almost hurled
yeah.
during that commercial.
And I find his mustache very aggravating.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Have you ever dated a guy with a mustache?
No, not exclusive mustache. My husband's got a beard
too.
Now.
Oh, yeah. That yeah. doesn't count. Yeah.
Right.
Just the mustache.
No. That's a big no. Thanks.
I grew one as a Hard joke pass. During COVID.
Yeah.
With my son. We both grew mustaches because I'm like, I'm never going to grow a mustache.
Right.
Let's do it now because nobody's seeing us anyway. Right. But
anyway. You showed me the picture. You didn't even look creepy.
Yeah, that was a nice compliment. Thank you.
I know.
I was going for like Burt Reynolds maybe or something yeah. like
Selleck?
Yeah, Croce.
Something.
Selleck, yeah, Selleck. Okay. I can live with that.
I mean, there's worse things to be called, right?
Exactly. But a lot of people thought I looked like Frank Zappa because I had kind of the...
Oh.
Yeah?
I don't know. Right? I mean, again, that was...
Rock star?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Literally
yeah, you're right.
And figuratively.
You're
right. I mean, right. And now you're scrolling.
Now I got to look back. Yeah, maybe Zappa. All right. Hey, this was so fun. Thank
Thanks
you very much.
Thanks for having
much.
Me.
It was
Always
fun.
A blast.
You helped us get through Friday the 13th. We're not
Good
even
luck
here
out
today.
There.
We're not even here today.
That's how magical it is.
Yeah. Friday the 13th. We're not even in the studio.
Poof.
But this is the Friday the 13th show. Nikki Zurjev, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay
Let's give
safe
her a round
there.
Of applause. Thank you very much. Hey, have a great Christmas.
Hey, you too.
We'll do this again.
Thanks, bud.
All right. We'll be right back with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. These are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV.
Listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords to text for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. You could win $100 cash, a Chula Vista overnight stay, and be entered to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list. So, what would you take?
I think I said this on Wednesday. I mean, everything.
Yeah, that's not fair. You can't say that. I would take Chula Vista. But yeah, without knowing, I mean, like, what are the... All right, the grand prizes.
So Chula Vista actually has like a water roller coaster.
Yeah.
I've done that a couple times. It's so fun.
That's a great place.
Yes.
I love it. So listen every weekday, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords to text for your chance to win. It's another great Civic Media contest that we're doing here. The last one was a big success. Winners are very happy. And I have no doubt this will be the same. So it's Friday the 13th. I'm at a wedding, but we are... What do you think about weddings? You like what? Have your friends started to get married? You're kind of at that age. You're mid-20s.
One of my friends that, let's say, I'd grown closer to after high school, I went to his wedding in September, and it was in Milwaukee.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. It was in the Deer District. Got to, take a couple nights off of work, go see them. And, yeah, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. Got to see some friends I haven't seen in a while as well.
Those are fun. Young weddings, like when your friends just start getting married off, I always love those because it was so festive and, you know, there's so much enthusiasm. It's so much fun. And now I still like weddings, but I kind of agree with Nikki. They're more fun when you don't, like when you're a best man, a groomsman, whatever, you have a lot to do. Like my son was just the best man in a wedding a couple months ago and he was very busy. Like it's fun, but you have a lot to do. I think it's more fun when you go to a wedding and you just kind of chill out a little bit, you know.
You know, this is going to sound probably bad to you, but
uh-oh.
I wasn't my brother's best man, but we're 7 years apart.
Oh, that's not.
So, you know, I was kind of sad at that, like, but I was also younger and still in college. So I don't think I was as mature. I think I would have done a terrible job.
We're going to play PlayStation all night.
We had a really fun time. We went to Tennessee. For his bachelor party.
Oh, wow. That's a...
It was so much fun. Went downtown. We were by the Chattanooga Stadium where they play football,
nice, yeah.
the college. So much fun. And then, let's say, at my brother's wedding, I've decided not to drink as much at weddings anymore.
Because you had too much fun at your brother's wedding?
Yeah, that was the first time I think I went to a place where it was actually open bar.
And you weren't old enough to be responsible with that.
And yeah, I drank a little too much that night, but I mean, a lot of people did.
Yeah, it's open bar is tough. We had open bar at our wedding, but I remember a friend of mine who got married young and he said, I can't have open bar. If I do, all my relatives will be like, I've never tried this. Give me one of those. Like, they would just be like, and I was like, God, really? Like, I don't know. That seems kind of strange, but. Yeah, weddings are fun. My bachelor party, we played paintball. We went down to this warehouse in Chicago. And there was like 16 of us. After the first round, there was like half the guys didn't play anymore. They're like, I'm out. Like, we had welts all over our body. It was really fun, though. And then we just played poker. So that was a fun bachelor party. But you could do that stuff even if it's not a bachelor party.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
you can't.
I play cards like every time I'm with my brother, family.
Yeah.
Cards is just so much fun to sit around and just spend time with them.
Just start laughing and BS, and it's great. All right, so all month on Nightlight, folks, we've been celebrating kind of Lifetime Hallmark films, cheesy Christmas movies. I've written a few Christmas trailers just to have a little fun with that. We're calling them our Lifemark movies. And last week we did one, the Christmas shoes. This week, we wrote, well, we produced, I wrote a sketch called The Turtleneck. Is that my husband's turtleneck?
Yeah.
So this is a kind of a cheese. No, this is not. Listen, you could see this on TV. This could be on TV. I don't know if it'll hit the little screen, but this is our latest Lifemark movie trailer.
Lifemark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, My Husband's Turtleneck. Penelope was still grieving her husband, Barry, who went missing last Christmas when she fell into his best friend Dave's arms and his bed. He helped her heal, but now, 1 year later, he's ready to pop the question. Even though Barry was the love of her life, Penelope was ready to accept his proposal until she noticed something in Dave's closet.
Penny, honey, you've made me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me?
Oh, Dave, you've been my rock since Barry disappeared last Christmas. What is that?
What is it, babe?
Is that Barry's turtleneck?
Penelope, I can explain.
You can explain Barry's Christmas turtleneck covered in blood and hanging in your closet, you sick freak. That's what he was wearing the day he went missing. You killed him!
It was an accident.
You bastard!
Wait. Listen, will you just be quiet and let me explain? Look, I told him I loved you and he couldn't handle his best friend being so madly in love with his wife. It wasn't my fault. It's like he went crazy. I had to punch him a couple times just to settle him down. Next thing I know, we got into a fight and it just happened. All because I love you so much.
Really?
I wanted to marry you since the day I met you.
Oh, you're so sweet, but I'm going to need some time with this.
Take all the time you need. I love you.
This Christmas, don't miss My Husband's Turtleneck, a story of true love at any cost. Playing all month long on Lifemark.
We'll be right back with Terry Barr on Barb and Friday Night.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. So what are those drones seen in the sky lately? CBS's Tom Hansen reports, we still don't know.
Since last month, more than 3,000 sightings have grown to at least 6 states across the East Coast, and so has the chorus of officials demanding answers.
President-elect Trump will be at the Army-Navy game today, and with him, Pete Hegseth, his controversial choice for defense secretary. He's been meeting with senators this week, trying to get their support. Senator Lisa Murkowski.
The approach is going to be everybody toe the line. Don't get on Santa's naughty list here, because we will primary you.
College football's most prestigious award will be handed out tonight. CBS's Steve Kathan with who may win the Heisman Trophy.
The front runner is two-way star Travis Hunter.
Intercepted! Wow! Travis Hunter!
We'll find out tonight when college football's most outstanding player gets the honor on ESPN. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Packers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another game in prime time for Green Bay. The 9-4 Packers take on the 8-5 Seahawks tomorrow night at Lumen Field. Packers wide receiver Bo Melton spent his rookie season after being drafted by Seattle and says it's definitely a loud, noisy place to play.
It's real loud, Lumen Field. It'd be shaking. It'd be rocking in there for sure. It's just, I'll say it's definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
Packers defensive back Jair Alexander is out for the game, still dealing with a knee injury. He tried to make a comeback a few weeks ago against the Bears, but had to leave after just a few series. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I just didn't want to have another situation like Chicago, where you're in there for a couple plays, and it puts a bind on every other area. Puts you some guys in some tough spots in regards to special teams. And then also you want to get the guys that are going to have to go play. You want to get them the reps. So I think that's an important part of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of freezing rain and snow today. Highs in the low 30s. For tonight, snow and freezing rain. Maybe some sleet mixed in with a low near 30. Cloudy, 38 on your Sunday. For Monday, slight chance of snow with a high around 36. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 27.
It's 21 right now.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on the impact of Shelby County versus Holder, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision invalidating Section 5 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Anticipating even more erosion of the VRA, some states have passed their own state VRAs. It's not only the dismantling of Section 5, the preclearance requirements for states with a history of discrimination. The conservative justices also made proving racial gerrymandering harder under Section 2, and they've made it easier for a state legislature to dilute minority voting power. And in the lower courts, more cases attempting to keep individual voters from bringing voting rights lawsuits under the VRA are pending. With dwindling protections from the federal government, California, Washington, Oregon, Virginia, New York, Connecticut, and Minnesota have enacted state VRAs. Michigan, Maryland, New Jersey, and Florida have efforts underway. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund recommends that state VRAs should have preclearance requirements for municipalities which have patterns of discrimination. Rules should include a prohibition against vote denial or dilution through gerrymandering, strong protections against intimidation or deception, language assistance, a statewide database to make evidence-based decisions on election administration, and a directive to the state judiciary to support pro-voter and pro-democracy decisions. We have the recommendations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right. It is Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite times of the week. It's like Christmas every week, because we get to have new music and some fun conversation with one of our truly very good friends who brings us said music every week. One of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio, Terry Barr. Terry, hi.
Hey, crazy kids. How are you?
We are doing well. I do feel crazy because I listened to one of the songs you sent. And, oh, man, I can't wait to talk about it. Both of them are great, but
yep.
They're just got me in a great mood. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good, too. It's always fun to join you and Conrad and all your listeners to talk about music. There's nothing better than that.
How are your Christmas plans coming together, Terry?
Not very well, Pete. We have Christmas with my mother-in-law this weekend.
Oh.
And we are just not prepared. You know, we play a bingo game and then exchange gifts that way. And, you know, because it's my husband's family, cool. I try to put him in charge of the gifts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no. It'll be fun no matter what. And then the next week is my family and who knows what from there. You try to get together with some friends and do some ugly sweater things.
Oh, man.
How about you?
I first of all, I haven't worn a sweater since the late 1980s. Once I found the joys of fleece, I don't do sweaters anymore. I feel like for me anyway, they're a thing of the past. So I don't have any sweaters, much less an ugly sweater that I want to keep around all year just to wear once. So I've never been part of that. You know what I mean? Like, I get it, but I kind of feel like ugly sweaters should go by the wayside, like the dogs barking jingle bells. Those novelties, I just don't have room for them at Christmas. It kills my Christmas spirit.
Are you a Scrooge?
About Scroogey stuff, yeah. I still love, like, the classics and, you know, eating turkey and gift exchanges. That's all fun, but I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't mean to yell. Was I yelling?
You're kind of loud, yeah.
How does that go with, you said you're getting together this weekend. How does that go with Max Inc.? Are they understanding or do you just do Sunday? How does that work?
No, I am, this is my holiday weekend off and we all kind of take turns. And that works out well. I mean, that is the glory of having a show where we have three hosts so we can rotate in and out if needed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm disappointed because this band that we're going to have live in the Lair this weekend, very interesting background. It's the Trembling Giant. And if you know anything about trees, Trembling Giants are actually a giant ancient grove of aspen trees where all their roots are bottled all up together. So I'm learning things as I'm learning about. Yeah. So the main person behind the Trembling Giant is Justin Calkins. Justin now calls the Madison area home. Originally, though, he's lived almost all over Wisconsin, growing up in the Northwoods, bopping around to different parts of Wisconsin. Then he left with a bunch of friends for about 12 years and went out to Chico, California, had some good success with sort of a punk rock kind of band out there. But, you know, after 12 years, he's like, you know what? I have so much music. I feel like this kind of part of it has run its course. I'm going to take all my music with me back to Wisconsin, and I'm going to start recording everything that I have so it doesn't just sit on a piece of paper.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's what Justin is up to, and it's just he and another guy now that make up the Trembling Giant.
And they're live in the Lair this weekend.
Yes, you are correct. Okay. From 9 to 10 is the live on Saturday night, and then if you miss it Saturday night, you can always catch the replay on Sunday night.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think, you know, you sent like two songs and then you were like, hey, play this one instead. So I listened to all three of them and they're great. So I'm sure it's going to be a great hour of music and discussion. But why don't we hear from them right now? This is Trembling Giant and Icon. You have I Am a Robot queued up. All right. Compliments of Terry Barr on Bar Band Friday night. Here is Trembling Giant. Something about huge trees and an old tribe. I don't know. But
there you go.
This is their song, I Am a Robot. Check it out.
I am a robot. Circuitry's exposed. Question what made us. 'Cause it's written in our code. Yes, what's the circuitry's exposed.
Great song.
Yeah, his voice is fabulous.
Great. I just love the whole, I don't know, the cadence. Or they have kind of a Radiohead type feel, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting to listen to him now, knowing he came out of California most recently in a punk band?
Right. Yeah, that's funny. It sounds like kind of a departure from punk. That doesn't necessarily sound like punk, and I wouldn't call the other songs you sent punkish either. I don't know. It's interesting.
No. This is the new of this band. And it's, again, it's not even a big band, you know, three, four, five guys. It's just himself and another person. They released this song within the last year. It's a song that he had written while he was in California. So obviously, trees are inspiring, which is why the Trembling Giant and A Grove of Trees. So you can kind of hear that nature perspective changing the way he's doing his music.
That's fantastic. Well, that
should
be fun.
Isn't that interesting?
So how many songs typically during a Live in the Lair segment, Terry, do your guests play? Like three?
No, we can get up to six songs that hour with them. Yeah.
Okay.
So he has two new songs as the new version of the Trembling Giant, but he's been working on all these brand new songs no one has heard yet. So that is going to be a treat, and then he's going to start booking some shows so everybody can go see him live.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, Conrad and I only have one song between us, so we should probably not accept your invitation at this time to be on your show, but we appreciate
it. Well, if you can work a little more on those songs, we would definitely love you to visit.
If you get desperate, yeah. I don't even know if we're qualified to be in the studio audience, but thank you. All right, so let's move on to our second. This gets me very excited.
Me too.
Your next band. Tell us all about them and what we'll be hearing, because I love these guys.
And this, I have to say, comes as a recommendation from you, Pete Schwabba.
Well,
how about that?
Happy to help. Yes. I mean, it was a no-brainer. These guys kind of blew me away. Like, when I hear of a band in a small town, you just kind of go, oh, maybe these guys are good. And then they came in here and rocked the place.
Yes.
So it was just, I was happy to refer them, and I'm glad this worked out. So they're going to be on the show soon?
They are going to be on Max Inc. Radio, our music show, very soon. But before that, we are giving everybody a little taste of what Radio for Pets is all about on our new Wisco Weekend show this weekend. And again, that's on Green Bay and Oshkosh.
Yeah.
You can get it on the podcast. It is such a fabulous show, and the theme for this weekend is animals and pets. It's that generic of a theme, but we all run in different directions. And I thought, a music segment about animals, what am I going to do? And then I thought, Pete recommended this band called Radio for Pets.
Nice pull.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought, oh boy, am I stretching on this one. But in a pre-interview with Billy Block, the lead singer, I found out how much animals actually mean to every member of the band. In fact, talking with Billy, he said they recently did a fundraiser, an awareness raiser, with the Humane Society in the Green Bay area, where they posed with kittens that need a home. Oh, my gosh. I said, okay, you guys are perfect. And they said each of them do have animals that they love. He did introduce me to his animals. He has three cats, a dog, a lizard. I don't even know whatever else. But he's got his own zoo in his home, so I can understand where the love of pets and animals comes from. So I love how it tied in, and I wasn't even sure that would happen, Pete.
That's so great that it worked out like that. And you know, when they came in here, Terry, I say they're from my hometown. I think two or three of them are, but a few of them live in Green Bay now. I think Sam, one of the guitarists, is still up in Menominee, Michigan, and he does community theater there too, and he's hilarious. So I had no idea what to expect, but these guys came in and they were just so down to earth. I'm like, these guys seem so normal. How can they have that punk vibe? And then they started playing, and even with acoustic guitars, because they couldn't plug in here, they sounded amazing. So why don't we do a quick break, and then we'll hear the song when we come back, and we'll break it down. But
you got it.
Anything else you can tell us about these guys before we hit the break?
I love the idea that they don't just sing about pets sometimes. They actually are in the communities yeah. they live in trying to help support getting animals that need a home or help. That just says so much to me, as you said, about these guys being down to earth and actually caring about their communities.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Terry Barr is here. It's a bar band Friday night. When we come back, we just heard Trembling Giant. They rocked. And when we come back, one of our quickly becoming one of our favorite bands, we will hear from Radio for Pets, and we'll break it down with Terry on our last segment. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell the sky.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey! All right. We are back on a Bar Band Friday night with one of our favorite guests, Terry Barr, who brings us great music every week. We just heard Trembling Giant and a song called I Am a Robot, which was incredible. And now we're discussing one of both of our new favorite bands, Radio for Pets. And what is this song called, Terry?
This is About Nothing. And when I asked Billy Block, the lead singer who does a lot of the songwriting, what it's about, and he said, well, can you guess? It's about nothing.
How nihilistic.
Yeah. He said the song is what it is. And again, back to the whole idea of how much they love their pets. He wrote it for his cat, with his cat sitting next to him.
Aww.
And I just love the thought of that. As you listen to the words, it doesn't sound like he's writing about a cat, but it's still a super fun song.
Bunch of softies, these punk rockers. All right.
I know, and so cute, if I may add.
Let's hear from Radio for Pets. This is the song About Nothing.
thing. Feels like floating down freeways, exploring back roads in cornfields while watching your hair blowing.
That is fun stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to see them live. They are not doing any live shows right now because they're working on an entire new album. And Pete, if you've ever wanted to be a drummer in a punk rock band, here's your chance. They're looking for a drummer,
too. I could play the bongos.
Well, that might work, especially when you're doing an acoustic show.
That is fun. Well, they are fantastic. And let's keep in touch on this because I want to see them live desperately. And I think they're so great. And good luck. Thank you for all you do for New Wisco Weekend. It's such a great show, Terry. And have a great show tomorrow night with Live in the Lair with Trembling Giant. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And you guys have a great weekend. And all the listeners, thanks for listening.
You're welcome. All right. That's Terry Barr. One of our Nightlight besties. She will be back, as she always is, next week, I hope, with new music. And tune in Monday night, folks. We will talk local acting and casting with Heather Arendt, and comedian Rob Breckenridge will be in the studio. Thank you so much to all of our guests tonight, Nikki Zurjev, Brittany Merlot, and Terry Barr. Until next time, good night, Wisconsin.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue our live coverage from the Seattle area, focusing on the Naval Air Station in Bremerton. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with those unexplained drones flying in the sky above the East Coast. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Ocean County, New Jersey, with Sheriff Michael Mastronardi.
We went along with their drone unit as they conducted their investigation.
If they didn't put their lights on, no, they'd be looking, right?
Right.
And they're putting their lights so they want you to see.
Their tactical drones easily outmaneuvered by the mysterious objects in the sky.
That drone sped away at reportedly 60 miles an hour. Our drones only go 40.
New Jersey's governor has asked the Biden administration to put more resources into the ongoing investigation of those mysterious drones. President-elect Trump weighing in as well in a post on Truth Social. He wrote to the federal government, "Let the public know and now." Otherwise, he called for the drones to be shot down. A major cyber attack in Rhode Island.
Governor Dan McKee.
As part of this investigation, today we discovered that within the Rhode Island Bridges system, a cyber criminal had installed dangerous malware that constituted an urgent threat.
Compromised is the private data of hundreds of thousands of people who have applied or received health insurance or other social services over the last 8 years. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Our Michael Toscano reports on the latest on the push to ban TikTok.
A federal appeals court left in place a law set to go into effect January 19. It requires TikTok's China-based owner ByteDance to sell TikTok in the U.S. or have it banned here. TikTok is expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, but if that doesn't work, it may look to President-elect Trump, who promised to save TikTok during the campaign.
A New York doctor is being sued for violating a Texas law on abortion.
The Texas lawsuit claims Dr. Maggie Carpenter of New Paltz, New York, violated Texas law by providing abortion-inducing drugs to a Texas woman through telehealth. The lawsuit claims she ended up in a hospital with severe bleeding. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton saying this is why out-of-state doctors may not illegally and dangerously prescribe abortion-inducing drugs to Texans. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blasting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday after the New York Times reported the Health and Human Services nominee is pushing to revoke the polio vaccine. McConnell is a childhood polio survivor and said in a statement, anyone seeking the Senate's consent to serve in the incoming administration would do well to steer clear of even the appearance of association with such efforts, which he said tried to undermine public confidence in proven cures like the vaccine. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or